Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. Also, Brandon Tadman in studio. And joining us in studio this morning from the Independence Chamber of Commerce is Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
It's cool morning out there, 50 degrees, and we appreciate you coming in today. First thing that you wanted to talk about, a few things about Independence. First of all, you want to talk about the census, as that is still going on, even though we're having this COVID-19 thing going on right now.
Absolutely. I just wanted to remind everyone in the midst of our health crisis to not forget to fill out the U.S. Census that came in your mailbox probably some weeks ago. It might be still sitting on your kitchen countertop or in your mail basket, but you need to dig it out and fill it out. It doesn't take but a very short amount of time. It's easy to fill out. And if you need any help with that, you can call the chamber office and we can absolutely help you with anything that you might need to get that done. But not only is it our civic duty, but it affects the amount of funding that our community receives and how we plan for the future. And it also affects our representation at Topeka. At the House level, I believe. So it's incredibly important. And the data are used to ensure public services and funding for our schools and our hospitals, which you know that is incredibly important right now, and our fire department. So I just wanted to give a little shout out to the 2020 census. Make sure you fill it out. It truly does matter.
Both Brandon and I, we just kind of had sheepish grins and just put our hands up like, oops.
it's on the counter.
Yeah, it's still sitting on my counter as well. I'll do that tonight, actually. I have nothing else better to do than to watch video game simulations. Another thing coming up here is the Love Independence Food Drive.
That's right. Okay, but let me back up and say, next week I'm going to ask the two of you if you filled that out. So we, I want a resounding yes.
Don't worry. Okay. Yeah, we'll have yeses by then.
Okay. So Love Independence is coming up on the last Saturday of April, and that will be April the 25th. But we're kind of kicking it off early because we need some extra love right now, considering all that we're going through as a nation and as a world, actually. But we're going to focus on Love Independence right now, and we have put in motion a food drive. And we're doing it through social distancing, and here's how it works. The Independence Chamber of Commerce at 616 North Penn Avenue has two sets of doors to get into the office. The first set of doors are unlocked. The second set of doors are locked so that we're limiting traffic into the chamber for obvious reasons. But inside that first set of doors are some tubs where we are letting people come in and drop off food for the food pantry, which is located at the Community Access Center. And they are needing food, you know, now more than ever. A lot of people that typically wouldn't find themselves needing assistance are, and there's not a thing wrong with that. If you are somebody who needs help and you need food to feed yourself, your family, your children, be sure and go to the Community Access Center. It's at 307 West Pecan. You can call them at 331-5115, and they will actually talk you through the process. They're not allowing people to come into the food bank or the food pantry, but you can call them, make arrangements. You can drive up. They'll pop the trunk. They'll put your food in your vehicle. They also are making deliveries in the afternoon. But let me go back to the drive. So the things that they are needing would be canned vegetables and fruit and soup, and canned meats such as tuna and chicken. They need pasta. They need breakfast foods. You know, all these kiddos are home from school, so cereal is in high demand right now. Peanut butter is always good. And then not only do they need non-perishable food items, but now they are finding there's a high demand for diapers and formula. And our Midwest Pregnancy Care Center has not been able to meet all those needs. They've had some, they've needed to not be open for different reasons, because a lot of their volunteers are in that age range where they need to really watch their exposure. And so we are taking diaper donations and formula right now during COVID-19. So again, please drop off some food at the chamber office, 616 North Penn Avenue, from 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. And if you are a local business listening and you have employees that, you know, everybody wants to bring a couple of cans to work or a package of diapers or whatever, but you don't want to get out for obvious reasons. We want everybody to, you know, stay put. You can call Brian Norvell at the Hub Church. His number is 926-0708, and he will actually come by. He will pick up those items and he will deliver them to the Access Center. So just want to encourage everyone to extend a little love. And if you have a couple of extra cans in the pantry, drop them by the chamber and let's help out those in need.
Absolutely. And like you said, there's nothing wrong for asking for a little bit of help, because things can be tough right now for a few people. Also, this was posted on the Indie Response page, but there is grocery shopping assistance available.
There is. So the First United Methodist Church is working with some other community volunteers. They're offering assistance to seniors and homebound individuals with grocery shopping and medication pickups. So if you have needs, you can call the church number. This is actually a hotline number, 331-0719, for more information and to make arrangements. And the services are being offered between 8 and 6, and then they will talk to you when you call about payment arrangements and all the details of it. But again, the number is 331-0719, and it's for seniors and homebound individuals that are needing help with grocery shopping and medication pickups.
So that's a great thing going on in the community. People, again, helping others out that maybe cannot get out. So that is going on, grocery shopping available. You can also go to the Indie Response page and see it over there as well for all that information as well. Coming up this Friday, the first Friday, and you guys will be streaming it live on the City of Independence Facebook page for the COVID-19 update.
That's right. You know, when this first started back on the 12th or 13th in our community, you know, they started shutting things down and there will be no First Friday. And I think we were all hopeful this was going to be short lived and all would be back to normal soon. And that hasn't been the case. And so we decided that, you know what, we can't gather. We can't be in large groups. I really don't even want to be in a group of 10. So, so we're going to do live streaming of a COVID-19 update for First Friday. We have a great list of speakers. What you'll need to do, though, is Friday, April 3rd at 8 o'clock, you will look up the City of Independence's Facebook page. That's where it's going to be streaming from. So make sure you put that on your calendar, and then you can watch it later on as well. But if you're wanting to participate in some of the Q&A, you'll want to be on live. So we have some really great speakers lined up. Tricia Purden, who is the executive director of the economic development engine of our county, the Montgomery County Action Council. She is going to be speaking all about all of the national programs, the state programs, the local programs, and things that are available, and making sure that everyone knows what sites to go to, those applications that need to be filled out. If you need help filling them out, we're helping people fill them out, because sometimes they can, you know, be intimidating forms. And we want to make sure that people don't shy away from signing up and applying for any kind of need that is out there. And many times that need, those funds need to be applied for sooner than later. And even if you don't think you're going to, you know, need something, fill it out. Better safe than sorry. And then there are some other programs that are coming down that if you go, oh, well, I filled out the paperwork for this one, but I really want this one. You know, there are a lot of them that are working, you know, kind of in tandem. So she will be unpacking that and explaining more details about all of the economic things that we should know regarding all of the funding opportunities and some things that are coming down from the state. She's in very close contact with the people at our state level. They're keeping her well informed. And then she participates on a call every morning. The chamber and the city and MAC, they all get together at 9 o'clock. We have healthcare providers, Main Street's on there. And we do a big conference call every single morning. We've been doing it since, I think, the 13th. And we even had one on Saturday. And we're all just trying to stay in the loop and all take, you know, small pieces of what needs to be happening in the community so that it lightens the load on, you know, a few when we stretch it out over many. So Again, Tricia Purdon will kick it off, and then that will be followed up by Dr. Michelle McGurk. She's a general surgeon here at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. So we look forward to hearing from her as she gives a report from CRMC. And our third speaker will be Becky Mitchell. She is actually the director of the Independence Healthcare Center, which is the Labette ER that we have in Independence. And Becky is on that call every morning as well, so keeping us updated on what's happening in Independence. And we look forward to hearing from an update from her. And then David Cowan, who really is driving these 9 o'clock calls every day. He is our public service director, is doing an incredible job of keeping us all focused, all on task, all of us, you know, aware of numbers, not only count city numbers, county numbers, national numbers, just is doing a phenomenal job of leading us through this health crisis that we're calling COVID-19. And then Rick Whitson will be our final speaker. He is the emergency management director for Montgomery County. He's playing a huge role in all of this. We seek Rick's guidance daily. Dave, when we have a question about something on our call, David says, you know, I need to ask Rick because the county makes decisions that then affect the city. So we lean on Rick a lot. And Carolyn Mueller from the health department might be able to be there as well. It just depends on all the things that she has going on right now. Everyone's plate is incredibly full. But again, if you can live stream with us through the City of Independence's Facebook page this Friday at 8 o'clock, you'll be able to do some Q&A. So what we'll do is allow people to, once the speaker has presented, then you can send some questions through Facebook. And if we think those questions are more applicable for a speaker later on down the line, we'll hold on to it. But eventually we'll get all those questions answered. So I appreciate everyone going on live stream to watch First Friday this week.
Yeah, so that's cool that you're putting it on Facebook. That way it can be somewhat interactive. People can ask questions and get some pretty immediate answers on that. So that's a good thing that you guys are doing. The City of Independence will again be offering free neighborhood dumpster access this spring.
That's right. So you just have to take advantage of this stay-at-home order and clean out your closet, your garage, or pick up your yard, because the City of Independence is once again offering free neighborhood dumpster access. And the first kickoff will be this Saturday. I checked the weather before I came in here, and Saturday looks okay. So everybody, you know, skip Friday and skip Sunday. Focus on Saturday this weekend, because the dumpsters will be out. There are 6 dumpster locations, and these are the locations for April 4th and April 18th. And then I'll give you the dumpster locations the following weeks for the next weekends to come. But there's 8 dates that they're going to have these dumpsters out, and there's 6 locations. So here
and
we go.
And they alternate pretty much.
They do. So April the 4th, which is this weekend, the locations will be at 13th and Walnut, Burns and Walnut, Park Boulevard and Sycamore, 900 West Laurel parking lot, that's over by Temporary City Hall, 11th and Catalpa, and 21st and Taylor. So that's where the dumpsters will be. Please do not put any trash or tires or paint cans, hazardous waste, and please don't be digging around in there either. That's for your own safety. Just like I said, clean out those closets, clean up your house, clean out your garage, and pick up your yard, throw it all in the back of a truck and dump it off at one of the dumpsters. And let's take advantage of, like I said, this time of quarantine and help clean up and beautify Independence.
Okay, and that is what is going on. Again, that starts this Saturday. So, and it looks like it's not going to be too bad on Saturday, partly cloudy skies. And then checking out the Egg Your Yard event by the Independence Fire Department.
That's right. So this is something that is happening the day before Easter. And the Easter Bunny is working with the fire department. So Sean Wallace is our chief of our fire chief. And he's in direct communications with the Easter Bunny. And the Easter Bunny is incredibly busy, you know, this time of year. And because of COVID-19, he's even more busy. So he needs the fire department's help. And they're going to help out the Easter Bunny, but they're also going to do it through a fundraiser because they need bunker gear. They need two sets of bunker gear because I don't know if I'll completely tell this right, but when they go into a fire, a lot of carcinogens can get into their gear. And those are cancer-causing agents. And so sometimes they don't have time to wash it, get it dry and ready before the next emergency. So they want to have second sets of bunker gear for all of the fire department. They do have some sets, but they need more sets. And so they are looking to raise money for additional sets. So they will each have a second set of bunker gear. And this is one fun way to be able to do that. So they can come out and egg the yard. $10 per dozen of candy-filled and toy-filled eggs. $5 extra to add a little chalk of bunny prints on the sidewalk so that all the kiddos, when they wake up in the morning, will have eggs in their yard, and the money will go for an amazing cause, of course, to help our fire department. So if you are interested in, you know, having that done at your house, you know, we shouldn't be out buying all this Easter things and stuff because we're trying to limit our trips to the stores. You know, this is a way that if you're in maybe that protected category, if you're a grandparent or something, you can sign up for this and go have your grandkids' yard egged, and then they'll have a fun special treat for them when they wake up on Easter morning. So again, if you are interested in that, you can call 332-2504. And you can make arrangements. You'll give them the address. And then Sean will let the Easter Bunny know that all is taken care of at that house. And the fire department will be doing the egg drop for the Easter Bunny. So I've got some addresses on my own list that I'm going to do. I think this is so much fun. I just can't wait to do it. So I'm going to be calling Sean myself, giving him some addresses and letting them get out and do that. And let me mention that they will be in their PPE. They'll be in their protective equipment when they're doing it.
Okay.
They are practicing social distancing. They are being ultra careful about what they are doing. So rest assured, they've taken all the necessary precautions to be able to egg your yard very safely, and I mean that very seriously.
So, and it's going, again, like you said, it's going to a great cause to be able to raise money to buy some more bunker gear. That way each fireman has a second version of their bunker gear. Some other things here to talk about is, of course, we talked about it last week, but the Indy Response Facebook page, and it seems like that is going very, very well right now and very well received.
It is. So I wanted to wrap up by mentioning that again. There are a lot of Facebook pages that I encourage you to like and stay on top of. That would be the Montgomery County Health Department's Facebook page, the city, the Montgomery County Action Council, the Chamber of Commerce, the Indy Responds, Main Street. You know, just there's a lot of really good information among all of them, and we're all working together. So you'll see some, you know, duplication in that, but we want to make sure we're getting that information out. And always remember that Facebook page, Indy Responds, is the one that we're really trying to put out all of the necessary community information for people to be able to go to, you know, one place and really find what they're looking for. And then they can, you know, scroll through their feed for other things. And then I want to point out that I need to find out for sure, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. The Red Cross is scheduled to have a blood drive on April the 9th, and that's from 11:15 to 5:15. And I know that they are in serious need of blood, and so I've not been told that that's been canceled, but I'm going to go ahead and put it out there on the off chance that it's still a go. Again, April 9th, the Red Cross Blood Drive at the Civic Center from 11:15 to 5:15. And if it's been canceled, we'll put something out on Indy Responds and let people know. And then lastly, I just want to say that Saturday, April the 25th is our fifth annual Love Independence Day. And this year, you know, it's going to look a little bit different, but we're still going to spread the love nonetheless. And we might even have a Love Independence 2.0 later in the summer, where we might do some of our projects that require being next to each other while we're painting houses and doing things like that. But everyone in the city is still encouraged to spread love through complete random acts of kindness on that day, Saturday, April 25th. And here's what I suggest you do. You know, you can call a friend and reconnect. I had a friend who called me from Iowa the other day, and I've texted her and I've Facebook message back and forth, but I've not literally spoken to her in probably 8 years, and we're still really good friends, but I look forward to reconnecting with her through a phone call. And you can write thank you notes to somebody. You can share some love through a Facebook post. You know, just put something out there that's kind and heartwarming. Then, just to put a fun twist, you can make an online purchase from one of our small businesses. You can order takeout from one of our local restaurants because they need our love now more than ever. So maybe you buy a gift card from Annie Mae's, which helps out Annie Mae's, and then you give it to somebody. Maybe it's just a $3 gift card so they can go get a cup of coffee. You know, those things are helping out the businesses, and they're spreading love throughout the community. So we have candle stores. We have lots of places to eat in town, just lots of options. I encourage you to think about those businesses in your downtown and your around town area that you might be able to support during this time through online purchasing and curbside and delivery services to just help them out during this time and be creative on how we can spread love. But we are not letting April the 25th just roll by because of COVID-19.
Right. So again, that'll be on April 25th. Lots of different ways to do it, to spread the love and independence. So Lisa, I appreciate you coming in today. I know it's, we're kind of like on the lockdown right now. So I appreciate you coming all the way from Independence today, and I hope you have a safe drive back.
Thank you very much. I'll be back next week.
All right. We look forward to it. That's Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, being on today. And she will be on next week. All right. When we come back, we're going to start open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.